A consumer proposal is not bankruptcy, but as far as credit ratings go, a consumer proposal has a similar effect. This can impact a lot of your decisions, so it is necessary for you to really understand what a consumer proposal is. What is a consumer proposal? A legally binding debt relief process where a person proposes a way to pay creditors some of what they owe and spread payments out over a longer time period, up to 5 years. Your client would work with a licensed insolvency trustee to develop the consumer proposal. Mortgage and consumer proposal. What you need to know? A consumer proposal has a role to play in your mortgage approval and renewal. That is the one thing that occupies half of the brain of any homeowner who is facing a consumer proposal. After all, losing one's home or not being able to buy one is a completely devastating situation, to say the least. In simple words, a client who has recently completed a consumer proposal is seen as credit risk, as completing their proposal does not erase the history of not paying their debts. In such a situation, standard lenders do not take the risk of financing a mortgage until the client has had at least 2 years with a clean history of following the end of a consumer proposal. After doing this, a person will need at least a 20% down payment and paperwork that will vindicate that he or she has been working on rebuilding their credit score. You might consider an alternative lender after seeing the requirement of a 20% down payment, but remember, alternative lender will also look at your specific situation and assess the risk. They look closely at the people and circumstances as well as the numbers. How long it takes to get mortgage after consumer proposal? Once you know the process and understand that there is no way but to amend your finances, you may wonder how long will it take to get a mortgage. The one-liner answer to this will be, it depends. But to give you an idea, know that alternative lenders might be your best fit if you are looking for a quick relief, as they are more willing to work with you to help you move forward. In contrast, traditional lenders are unlikely to consider a new mortgage until the client has fixed their credit. There is no limitation of time on when you can apply for the mortgage. Once you feel you are on track, you can apply it. However, know that the lender will still look at the creditworthiness and will need documents to assess everything. If mortgage financing or renewal refinancing is approved, you will be required to use the proceeds to pay out the consumer proposal. Mortgage rate and consumer proposal. If you are in a consumer proposal, expect a higher mortgage rate by default. The interest rate will reflect the risks involved in financing mortgages in this situation. However, once your credit score will start improving, your mortgage rate will become more negotiable and better. You can utilize this advantage only when renewing your mortgage. Those who have experienced a consumer proposal will likely need solutions to help them manage their monthly budget. So, knowing why mortgage payments matter more than mortgage rates will be helpful. Refinance to pay off a consumer proposal. Refinancing a mortgage can sometimes be the best way to pay off a large debt such as a consumer proposal. In such situations, you need a larger mortgage so it can cover both the mortgage amount and the consumer proposal debt. However, before refinancing, here are some things you must take into consideration. No bank is going to finance a home more than its value, so make sure you have some equity to cover off the additional loan amount. The lender will assess whether the situation which pushed you in the consumer proposal will happen again. Your consumer proposal is an indication that your credit score won't be great. But, check all the factors like credit history, bank statements, and employment to determine your creditworthiness. Once you know it is still possible to get a mortgage, even during your consumer proposal, it is time to move on to the most important point, to fixing and rehabbing credit after a consumer proposal. It is important to mention here that rehabbing credit is a difficult choice. It requires extensive effort and responsible credit management for at least a couple of years before you even consider talking to lenders. The first thing you should do is to review the credit report and clean up reporting errors on the credit history. Although this is a messy task, it is vital to rebuilding the credit. Also, know that some credit card debt may continue to show late payments even when the consumer proposal is filed and has been completed. Some quicker and straightforward ways you can use to improve your credit are using credit, paying bills on time, showing stability in your financial life, and continuing to check the credit report for errors. The bottom line, to top it all, it is easier to get into debt, but getting out is the most difficult part one ever faces. Also, a consumer proposal is an answer for a client that whether he is better at managing debt or not. If you are the one struggling with bad finances, we can help you up with your mortgage. Contact any one of our members, or come to our office directly if you live in to interact with us. We are always here to provide you with an expert helping hand and everything you need.